Talking CCTV Gives Big Brother a Voice by Laura Clout. Britain is already one of the most watched nations on Earth, and now talking CCTV cameras are to be installed in 20 areas across the country. The loudspeakers will allow CCTV operators to bark orders at people committing antisocial behaviour. They are already used in Middlesbrough, where council workers in a control centre can monitor pictures from 12 cameras in town and communicate directly with people on the street. Supporters of the scheme there say it has prevented fights and criminal damage and cut litter levels. John Reid, the Home Secretary, has set aside nearly £500,000 to fund the expansion of the scheme, which opponents have criticised as Big Brother gone mad. Mr. Reid said the new funding for talking CCTV is aimed at the small minority who think it is acceptable to litter our streets, vandalise our communities and damage our properties. We all pay council tax, so in the end we all pay when our communities are disrespected, both in our pockets as well as in our daily lives. Competitions are being held at schools in many of the areas for children to become the voice of CCTV cameras, Mr. Reid said. Local communities are rightly fed up with littering and antisocial behaviour. They want to remind people about what is and is not respectful behaviour, he said. By funding and supporting these local schemes, the government is encouraging children to send this clear message to grown-ups. Act antisocially, and you will face the shame of being publicly embarrassed. According to recent studies, Britain has 4.2 million CCTV cameras, one for every 14 people in the country, which amounts to 20% of the global camera total. It has been calculated that each person is caught on camera an average of 300 times daily. This is despite a Home Office report published 4 years ago, which concluded that better street lighting was 7 times more effective than CCTV at cutting crime. The study suggested CCTV cut crime by 4% overall, and just 2% in urban areas, while improved lighting in public spaces reduced crime by 30%. The exception was car parks, where CCTV led to a significant 41% fall in crime, the report added. Richard Thomas, the Information Commissioner, gave a stark warning last year that Britain is turning into a Big Brother society, where the lives of millions of inhabitants are tracked from cradle to grave. A study commissioned by his office concluded that within 10 years, surveillance will be all-pervasive, spurred on by government claims that it is needed to fight terrorism. The report appeared to reinforce Mr. Thomas's claim 2 years earlier that we are sleepwalking into a surveillance society. The 20 areas which have received grants for talking CCTV proposals are Southwark, Barking and Dagenham, Reading, Harlow, Norwich, Ipswich, Plymouth, Gloucester, Derby, Northampton, Mansfield, Nottingham, Coventry, Sandwell, Wirral, Blackpool, Salford, Middlesbrough, South Tyneside and Darlington.